Well, this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we've been interviewing and talking with a lot of people involved in the weather, and thought we'd better get together maybe here, Paul Ramo, and with me in the studio here, Maynard Meyer here. Yep. We thought we'd better chat a little bit about what we do here at Q92 when the weather gets bad, Paul.
Yeah, what does Q92 do when, how do we operate here when the weather gets bad?
Hopefully we operate.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Yes, we're on the air. If we're not, if we do happen to go off the air, we do have a backup generator at the studio here and another one out at the tower site. So, yep. And it takes a little while, a few minutes to make the changeover, but if it looks like it's going to be a prolonged outage or a big storm, we'll switch over to backup power and get back on the air. So
remember the Derecho.
Yeah,
there you go. Remember
you're thinking of the sports guy, Leo Derecho, or whatever his name. Yeah, Derecho. Yeah, the big one where you were out filming outside while I was safely indoors.
Yeah, yeah. And you locked the door on me. No,
I didn't do it.
Things you shouldn't do. Don't do as Paul does.
Yeah, don't stand out in the storm and video.
It was a great video though.
Yeah, you did get a good video. Yeah.
Anyway, we used the generator for 2 days.
Yeah, well, like 3 days, I think, out of
the
tower site there.
Yeah. So. And I remember I had to run out of town to go get gas for the generator because none of the pumps in Madison were working for a while.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, we didn't. We got power back here in town, but out in the country, there, I think we were out for about 3-4 days. So
yeah.
Good to have it. So
always good to be prepared.
That's right. And, of course, in order to listen to us, if the power is out, you need a battery-operated radio, which is one of the things you should have in your emergency kit.
Like a weather radio you're
talking? Weather radio or an AM-FM weather radio, preferably one that's got them all on there.
Yeah. And where do you get them?
You can get them at I believe they have some at the local hardware store here. Madison Hardware has some radios.
Okay.
And you can get them all kinds of online here, there, and everywhere, the big box stores, and they've all got them. So. Yeah.
Sometimes you put them on our Facebook.
Yeah, we sell them out here in the office once in a while. We get a batch of them. We'll sell them out here. So,
yep.
But it should be a battery-operated one. And make sure it has FM, AM, if possible, and the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get your information that way. And, of course, we come down here live when the weather gets bad.
Yep, we do.
The normally, Weatherology, which is our weather service that we use, updates our weather throughout the day and automatically.
Yeah.
But if it's an advisory or warning, they'll put out special messages, which will update. And then really gets bad, and things are blowing and snowing or raining or whatever, we'll come down here to the studios. And it's kind of interesting. We get a lot of calls and texts and things from listeners during the storm telling us just how bad things are in their area.
Yeah. So, and we like that.
Yeah, we do like that. And it's nice to be able to share that information so we know what's coming and what everybody else is getting. So
that's right.
One of the strong points of radio.
Talk about Weatherology that we use. Some listeners probably, where's it located at?
I'm not even sure where their main office is now, but they've
really grown over the years.
Yeah, just a group of people. They're on a lot of different radio stations around, and they update the weather for your particular area, whoever their whatever station they're.
That's what you hear all day long.
Customize it for your station, your locality, mm-hmm. and just update it. But it's kind of nice because. Otherwise, we'd have to be doing that ourselves, and we have plenty to do.
Yep. They used to call us on the phone when we'd have a tornado warning or something,
mm-hmm.
but they don't do that anymore.
No, they automatically update the little...
On the internet.
Internet, and we just click on a little icon and download the latest one and put it in the computer and play it.
Plays it. So, yep. It's pretty handy.
And I can do that, incidentally, from my house if I don't happen to get down here real quick and if we want to get some weather announcements on, I can do it from my basement, which is kind of handy.
It is.
Yeah. So another thing we wanted to talk about is we do share a lot of information via the social media, Facebook in particular.
Yes, we do.
So if there's weather warnings and things, we'll put them on there. And a lot of times the cancellations and announcements and all that, of course, we...
Yep.
Share them at the same time that we have them on the radio. So,
you do most of that, and you do a great job at it. I mean, sometimes we have a long list of cancellations in the wintertime.
Yeah, I think, we can blow our own horn a little bit. I've checked a lot of the other radio stations around, and nobody has as much information during bad weather as we do on our
Facebook
page. We have about 8,000 followers on there, too. So
yep.
It's appreciate people checking in. And if you don't follow us, go to KLQPFM Q92 Facebook page and click on
give us a like.
Give us a like and get your information automatically right there.
Yeah.
And, of course, we cover several counties here in western Minnesota and try to cover eastern South Dakota as best we can. And Weatherology does cover that area over there as well.
Right.
And we also connect with Blaine Johnson and the crew over at Lac Parle Emergency Management. They share a lot of our stuff, and we share a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Blaine does a great job. We had Blaine in here last Monday to talk about what he does and what his crew does. So
but if you're not a follower of Blaine Johnson and Lac Parle Emergency Management, get on the Facebook page there and check that one too.
And supporting, you can. I think he's got a link where you can get updates or.
Yeah, that's important there. It's I can't remember what the recent one here is called.
Yeah, it kind of changed it
again. They changed it. They went with a different provider.
To get alerts.
Yeah, you can get your weather alerts. You can go to the Lac Parle County website and just Google Lac Parle County or whatever. You get to their website and sign up for their emergency alerts there.
Yeah, that's very helpful. You get that on your phone. So.
Yep, comes to you automatically. So if you miss the radio or miss TV or social media in the middle of the night or something, your phone will ring.
Yep.
So that's good to have.
As long as we're just talking about Blaine, I had visited with him on Monday over Q92, and then Tuesday I visited with Aiden Bruns, a Canby Lancer high school graduate, now at the University of Oklahoma in Norman, studying to be a meteorologist, a television meteorologist, and that was a good visit with Aiden. Wednesday was our own Stan Olson. Stan is a weather, what do you want to call him, Maynard? Stan.
Weather watcher.
Weather watcher.
Yep. And he's not officially can't call himself a meteorologist because he doesn't have a degree, but he's close as he can get.
He's got he's got a memory, and he's got a lot of stats with him.
A lot of records, yep.
And always fun to visit with Stan.
I think he's been keeping him since the early 1800s.
Yeah.
Sorry, Stan. Yeah.
And then Thursday was Dawn Burgon from Countryside Public Health. Dawn is the Health Emergency Preparedness Manager. And she always lets us know we always should have a first aid kit, should go through with your children what to do in case of emergency and that. And that was a good visit with Dawn. So I want to thank those people.
And I just was looking here. I did find it's Lac Parle County Regroup Alerts, it's called now, Regroup. And you can sign up at lqpcomn.gov. That's lqpcomn.gov. And they also have a, if you get to their site there, they've got a QR code you can scan and get in there, and you just put in your phone number and address and all that stuff and get the regroup alerts.
Get alert when bad weather happens.
There you go. All right. Well, hopefully we won't have to talk about too much bad weather here. But
no. It's that time of year, though.
Yeah, it is getting there.
And already had some bad weather in southeastern Minnesota this past week. So,
and so was,
a couple tornadoes.
Always a possibility where we live in this time of the year. So we'll be here to provide the coverage if it comes up.
Yep, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
To inform the public what is happening in your area. And we'll be here when there's bad weather.
That's right. And as I said, if you are listening during the bad weather, you have something you want to pass along to us, we always appreciate a call or
a email.
Text or email or
something.
How
can people email us?
klqpfm@farmerstel.net.
All right.
As easy as that, klqpfm@farmerstel.net, or they can go to our Facebook page and message us there as well.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
All right. Well, that kind of wraps up our coverage here of Severe Weather Awareness Week. We want to thank all of our sponsors. We've been mentioning them before and after our broadcasts here, and appreciate their sponsorship of the weather information.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
You bet.
Paul Ramo, along with Maynard Meyer, here on Q92. Stay safe out there when the bad weather hits.